we're back, guys. We had our little break, and we were going straight back in from last week's episode. So let's see what we have happening now.
Hey.
Jesus, heavy.
Natural one. So first, how are you going to open it?
Well, we're all here looking for some kind of treasure, right? So would you guys help me out?
I'm not very strong. I can try.
Well, Shane's really strong. Shane?
You got force push.
Do it. 17. That's okay.
Dangerous. So, yeah. I have a 12.
We're gonna roll it off.
So you all need to roll strength if you're trying to open this. Are you just using your hands? Do you have any tools that might help?
I don't necessarily have anything that would help.
Okay.
You've got your hammer.
I got a hammer.
If you could.
Big flame hammer.
So, you see Hidalgo sort of go off and he finds like a hard piece of stone that's
sure.
like wedge shaped.
Okay.
He's like, I'm not gonna hold it. But he gives it to the wizard. It's like, if you hold it, he hits it with a hammer.
A little more his wrist crushed, huh?
Might help.
You just have a goblin.
And in case anything.
How many of these goblins just hold it up?
All right.
Shane, in case anything does happen, I'll be there.
The magic to hold it up.
Shane,
I could, but if I fail my roll, then I could lose that ability for the day or whatever,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb magic.
What?
So do you want to use magic?
Once and you're screwed.
Do you want to try and?
How heavy is the rock?
Use the hammer.
I think it'll work.
Well, if you want to try to use the hammer, you need to roll to hit.
Okay.
See if you crush the goblin's hands.
Three. Who crushed the goblin's hands.
Alright, so you really want to show off and do this in one hit, and you miss. And you hear hitting stone, but before that, you hear the breaking of bones and the screaming of a goblin.
Oh, man.
As he just... It's like,
So then you try again
before he drops it.
It's like Deku's arm flapping, you know? But it's his hands and his fingers, and they're just flat. And he's just screaming in pain.
How flat are they? Can he now go under the sarcophagus?
So what do you do? Do you heal him? Do you put him out of his misery?
Heal him.
That's you. I can't heal.
I can heal?
You can.
Yeah, I'll
Shit,
heal
yeah. Sweet.
Yeah, I try to heal him.
Okay, it's in your last three pages, Eric.
That would be the last three.
The very last three. You should have your lay on hands stats. Nope, it was on that page. Nope. In the middle, over to the right, I think. A top right. Does it say lay on hands or
spell check minimum, spell check.
What's that say?
Where?
This.
Failure. Spell check, same, adjacent, opposed.
Yep, okay. That's it.
Okay, yeah. Yep. Alright.
Okay, so he's the same. So, make a spell check. It's d20.
Three.
Okay.
Failure.
Yep.
Fuck.
And your disapproval rating goes up by one. So you're at a two.
Fail, your god gets mad, remember?
Yep, so now if you roll a 1 or a 2, your god curses you. Instead of just a 1.
Okay.
And he's still screaming in pain. Do you want to try again?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I'm here to, please, I don't want to...
You're not going to roll a 1 or 2
again. If I get disapproval shit in here, it's not great. It's not a 1 or
you
2.
Said you would...
I fail until 11. It says 1 to 11 failure.
Chance. You said you would go for the lottery to lose your arm if you had like a 10% chance. This is a game. Let's do it.
This is not a 10% chance. 1 to 11.
What's your plus?
We are losing an arm.
What's your modifier?
My modifier? I don't know. For what?
Your spell check.
I hate spell check.
Always
makes you say
for a cleric, it should be
personality
right? Plus your level. So plus 2.
10.
Yeah.
Plus, okay, so it's a greater than a 50% chance.
Yeah.
It's like a 60% chance.
I never get good rolls except for those two.
You've had 2 20s.
Yeah, in an hour, in 20 videos. They were...
Next.
16.
Plus 2.
All right, so how many hit 17? Dice does that give him back?
16 plus 2?
Yep.
3. 3 dice.
Okay. His hands heal. You notice now that he stopped screaming, you hear a door open.
Shit.
Because they've been alerted.
You had to show off, Shane.
I'm just lifting this thing. I haven't got my armor yet.
Nope. And
why do we do this? Why can't we just lift it?
I don't know. We could just pushed it or whatever while Shane pounded on it with a hammer.
Yeah, coulda, shoulda, woulda.
And there are some humanoid frog-like creatures, like when he's in his form, that come up the stairs.
They're looking for us. Hide behind the corners.
They're sort of coming in between the pews, and we need to roll initiative.
But we're hiding.
Oh, okay. You want to try and hide?
Well, not now.
You still need initiative.
Are they, like, proper frogs?
They're frogs slash men.
Okay.
They don't have the wings.
Frog men.
They don't have any wings.
Roll initiative?
Yep.
I have my staff and sword.
I am at a 7.
Okay.
Plus?
Does that include?
Plus agility.
Plus the modifier of agility?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, I'm at a 9 then.
Okay. You should read the number when you roll it.
Mm-hmm. 13 with plus 2.
Okay.
Go, Shane. 19.
Okay.
Plus.
2.
21. 21.
You gonna move your die?
Invoker.
9
plus.
Nothing. Plus, why don't 0. You go ahead and roll for the goblins?
As a whole, or?
Yeah.
20.
Okay. And for Gwen.
12. Good movie, 2012.
Okay.
Was it?
It was okay.
John Cusack?
Well, the goblins are first.
Right. I prefer.
What do you want them to do?
Day after tomorrow.
I forget what weapons they have. I think they had like
spears, like, javelins.
Spear, javelin-y thing.
What does this amulet do that he has?
It. Any creature that. Any frog creature that wants to attack you has to make a will save first.
Oh, cool.
Then we'll see. let's.
I don't know what that means.
Let's do a. Let's have these guys, I guess, attack the frog people.
Okay.
With their spears.
Alright. So there's 5 of them.
Yeah.
And?
Yeah. 5.
Yeah.
Why is there only 5?
Why are there only 5?
There's, yeah.
What do you mean?
Should be 6.
Frog people.
Oh. I thought you talking about the goblins.
No.
No. Isn't there 5 goblins?
Yeah.
No, there's 6 goblins.
Pretty sure there's, I thought we only had 5.
I should have 6.
How many bracelets do you have?
2. How many do you have?
4. But I thought 6. We got rid of one of yours for some reason.
I don't think so.
One of them broke. Have you always had 2? Or are you down from 3?
I don't think so. I don't know. At what point would we have lost one? Or had it
I'm pretty sure we lost one at one point, and you were like, why isn't one of mine? And you were mad. I was like, oh, that's what we decided to do. Like, well, shit, he has 4. I'm like, oh, too bad. I was pretty sure that was a thing that happened. That's why I was like, I'm pretty sure you lost one.
I don't know. I can't remember. If it happened.
It seems familiar. I don't know.
I can't remember it.
I know that I wrote down 4. So I have 4.
Well, so. In any case.
Hey, Rick, you're wasting all my good rolls.
For the goblins who are on your team?
Oh, okay. I know what you're doing. You just picked up a d20. I was just throwing one on there.
All right.
5.
So they attack.
Damn.
With their spears.
These are good.
They're sort of the frogs. You see them battling. They're sort of going like this, stabbing. They bleed black blood. Ooh. And they're attacking mostly with their tongues. And they're kind of using it almost like a mace. So there's like spikes on the tongue.
On their tongue?
Yeah, and they sort of whip it at the goblins who are ducking and weaving and stabbing.
I imagine, like, you ever see those old Sinbad movies? It's like the claymation monsters fighting each other. Somehow I'm picturing that. These claymation frogs fighting these claymation goblins. Yeah.
Alright, so the goblins are able to take down one of them. they Yay. Sort of team up together on one. And they sort of, like, climb up them, and, like, some of them are holding them while others are stabbing.
They're stabbing his throat.
As, like, a group.
Yeah, like, they've got, like, I imagine the toad tries to breathe, and the bubble just
bops. All right, Raven, you're next.
That'd be cool.
There are four toad things left.
Four.
You have a giant flaming hammer.
Yeah.
Well, it's only flaming when he chooses, right?
Well, so does mine.
Yeah.
Can I swing? I mean, I guess I have to see how they were standing.
What do you mean?
No, I'm trying to think how I should attack.
They're sort of in between the pews. Picture a church.
Yeah, can I attack the group? Would I attack one, or...?
They're all coming towards you, so they're all funneling in between the pews.
Okay, so they're...
Attack the front one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try to smash.
It's like the hot gates. Okay, then I'll do that with my hammer.
Your hammer.
Okay.
So, because you're a level 2 warrior, you get to add a d4 to this. And if you roll a 4, you get to do your mighty deed. So what would you like to attempt as your mighty deed? It could be things like extra things, like blinding an opponent, or maybe cleaving into another one, or, you know, grabbing someone and throwing them.
I think cleaving into the one behind him.
Okay.
Okay.
Roll both.
Hands are too pussy.
Well, it's a 10 and a 4.
14? 14 plus your strength.
That's good enough to hit.
16.
And because you rolled higher, a 3 or higher, you also get to do your cleave.
Okay.
So now you need to do your damage, which I assume you don't have written down.
No.
Page 46.
Damage.
Let's see. You have a Warhammer, which is a D8. It does plus a D6 fire damage, but you only get to use that once a day. So if you want to turn the fire on, you can. And do an extra D6, or you can save it.
We'll
save it.
See what we get later.
Okay, so roll a D8. And add your strength, plus 2, plus 4, because you're a warrior.
7.
So 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All right. Shane did an amazing roll to hit this guy. Just completely obliterates the first guy. Kind of like when you step on a toad, just everywhere.
I don't step
on goo.
Barefoot.
And you're able to sort of...
That would be terrible.
Go through him and do enough damage to the next guy that you just sort of take out like a chunk of him.
So he'd be dead, right?
And he just collapses.
Yeah.
So do you like obliterate one guy and then your hammer just... And then so the frog behind him sees it... And then a hammer coming through it.
Yep.
And then,
like fucking Thor, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Boom! All right.
You one-punched the demon earlier, too.
Yeah. Which means it is Sting's turn.
Shane is one-punch man.
One-punched a demon.
Yeah, when we did the demon thing, he got me and he killed me in one punch.
When he jumped through the portal?
Yeah. Because whenever I did my betrayal, Alan added in the Rick and Morty, Evil Morty soundtrack. You know? And then I think whenever you did that, it was like one-punch man. That's cool.
Boom.
So there's... Two or three of the frogmen left?
Two left.
Two left?
Two left.
Okay. I was hoping that I would go before all of them were dead so I could, like, splash them with oil because they breathe through their skins.
That's true. Save it.
Save it for later frogs. There's at least 12 here.
Yeah,
so I'll just...
We have five, so there's at least seven more somewhere else.
I'll just attack
my
rapier.
Do it!
Is a 12 plus 2? Plus 3, rather?
That hits.
Let's see.
Dimanche.
I get poison with that too, but I can't remember what kind of poison it is. I think it's like the...
Well, do damage. We'll see if the poison matters. You might be dead. If you're using a rapier, it is 1d8.
Okay. couldn't precisely remember. 5 plus... Do I add agility to damage as well?
Yes.
5 plus 2. 7.
Okay, that's enough.
Correct.
So, yours is the opposite of Shane's, in that Shane just makes a giant mess. And yours, you can't even see him bleed. It's like a lightning quick strike.
Mm-hmm.
And he just sort of...
like Arya.
And just falls forward.
Yeah.
All right.
What about our new guy?
It's Hidalgo's turn.
Yeah, Hidalgo, yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to throw an orange slice at the one guy and see what happens.
That unlocked the ability. Hidalgo rolls a 16.
Damn, dude.
With his plus 2 is an 18.
Okay.
Which is more than enough to hit. And with his rapier...
how many have we killed so far?
This will be the fifth one.
This will be the last. 6 plus 2 is 8, which is enough. So, he sort of goes in and does, like thousand hands, just...
flurry of strikes.
Yep, flurry of strikes.
Does he leave an H on the belly of the frog for Hidalgo?
He does.
It would be wonderful if the frog legs falls back and hits the sarcophagus and the lift falls off.
They're on the other side. But he does, and he sort of leaves an H and stands with one foot like this, Captain Morgan style, over top of the body. All right, boys, you're not too bad.
Thanks.
I didn't see this one do anything, though.
Nothing either.
I'm saving up my power.
Yeah, me too.
No, we're saving it for later.
Good.
He's our secret weapon.
Can't save it when we're dead. Right. In any case.
Who died?
Let's open this
thing. Ran from these dudes, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's like 12 of them.
These aren't the scary ones.
Sure.
Didn't you?
There's bigger ones.
Wait, so are there 12 of the bigger ones?
Yes.
Oh. You guys are just... there's still 12 somewhere. All right. Just push some stuff.
Yeah, let's just push. Let's all right. Push this.
You all push it.
Push it.
I'll help push.
All right.
Inside.
Poor little goblin's hands.
It's healed now.
I'm gonna trade goblins.
Right.
So you notice that carved with great care on the inside of the lid is something.
Look at it.
All right. Yay, shall I dwell in the bowels of the great winged toad, and I shall be happy.
The jowls?
The bowels.
Bowels?
Yeah, bowels. Alright, that's what it says. You also see inside the sarcophagus is a plated humanoid figure. It's now a skeleton. The plate is intricately carved toads. It has not rusted, even though it must be thousands of years old. You also see that at his feet are two dog-sized toads that appear to have been, like, mummified as his eternal guardians.
Hmm. Alive, or?
So you, like, strap them to his feet so
like
he can
Smithers?
Talk
for them? No.
Smithers?
Yes, Mr. Burns. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Well, I was going to say that, my God told me that by coming here, I would be rewarded. I'm already here. We already started fighting, and I desperately need some armor. So I think that this never-rusting toad armor might kind of fit my aesthetic.
It seems to.
So,
yeah. Does it have wings?
I'm going to take it.
You have leather armor.
Doesn't.
I got better armor now.
So you don the armor. Your AC is now back up to 20.
Yay!
Man.
And any time that you... entreat your god by either invoking patron or using your powers that are related to your patron, you gain an additional plus 2 on the roll.
Okay, cool. A plus 2 of to my armor?
No, a plus 2 of whenever you cast something related to your patron. So your frog form or invoke patron when you ask him to do something special for
awesome.
You.
Awesome. So frog plated armor.
Yep.
What color is it?
It's black.
Oh. But it's engraved, so it's like anodized.
Yeah. It's black, and the engravings are gold.
Nice.
Black and gold is cool. It's cool.
It's like black and yellow.
I got some badass armor now. All right, sweet. Okay. Like have with the toads or anything like that? Are they just mummified toads?
Yeah, they're just mummified.
Okay. All right.
You want to eat them?
No.
So.
Do they have any teeth?
Hmm?
Do they have any teeth?
The toads?
Yeah.
No, but they do have spikes on their tongue.
Mm. Could I milk the spikes?
That's way old.
Yeah,
I want powdered poison.
Okay, well, I'm good with that. Was there anything else in this part of the room?
On the other side of the room are the candles.
Okay. Candles?
They're like incense candles.
Human, no take candle.
Oh, you're making a mess.
Do we notice anything about the candles?
This is your place. Where is
it? It's not my place. I'm here to destroy this place.
You should desecrate the candles.
It's opposite my place.
You should sip on the candles.
Ha!
Should be like, what's his name? Clancy Brown in Highlander.
We need to have Hidalgo, who's being played by Rick, fucking punch him out. Punch out the candles.
So there are the candles. There's the stairways leading down where the frogmen came up.
Yep.
There's also, at the end of the room, there's like a frog statue with its mouth open and stairways leading down. You can see the glint of gold from beyond.
Well, I mean, if there's a treasure room that way, then that's all well and good, but we need to take out the rest of the frog people.
Hmm.
So probably go down towards where the other frog people came from.
Yeah.
So are we done in this room then?
I believe so. Are we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go. Let's head down the stairs.
Okay.
That guy does not look good.
At the bottom of the stairs, odd alien odors hint at unseemly spices cultivating in dark places beneath the earth drift in the air in this 20-square-foot room. Two mildew-stained wardrobes stand against the east and west walls, and a trio of shelves bearing an eclectic variety of objects hangs on the southern wall. Another closed door is located on the far side of the room. A shimmering rune of liquid yellow-green fire drifts in the air before the door, bathing the entire room in a nauseating glow. The wardrobe contains gray and white robes and other assorted religious accoutrements.
Robes.
It looks like priestly garb.
Oh, it's probably nothing I want.
If I have the
stuff that they wear,
or wear disguise.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say I might take it taking something for disguise either now or later. Not now, but
do you want to
put that badass armor?
Like put it in a pack?
Yeah, I probably put like a set of gray robes in my pack.
What about the rest of you?
Can I investigate or anything? Make sure there's nothing otherworldly.
The spiders in there?
Sure. Roll intelligence.
Let's see if I have any. Seven.
Plus.
There are seven. I don't know. One?
There doesn't appear to be anything.
Maybe zero?
It's a zero.
Dangerous about the robes.
Okay. Yeah,
I picked it up.
I'll just put it on over my stuff, I guess.
Oh, now? Okay.
You Why do not? So. They smell of swamp.
Like the Gundam Sand Rock.
I hate this place.
You look cool, though.
What? You like this?
Yeah.
We should just all wear these and sneak around.
Yeah.
And people might not notice.
On the shelves, there's a collection of water damaged hymns to this fanged.
The croaking
fane. Croaking fane. You see some sticks and cones of exotic smelling incense. You notice that there is a mottled green bottle. It appears to be some sort of potion.
Ooh.
You see a rune before the southern door.
A fake rope.
Okay.
So who's wearing the robes?
You are.
Just me? No one else wants to put them on over themselves?
I'll put mine on.
Okay. I'm going to put mine on to hide.
What about you, Calvin?
I'll put one as well.
Everyone but Eric?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I have that style clothes on, but should I put it over my robes?
I'm just putting it over my clothes that I have. That way, it's just like
okay. Yeah, we'll all do it.
You know, like if you have armor, it's like those movies when Mortal Kombat. Remember when they came in? They weren't like not wearing clothes underneath. They were just had it.
But what about like our five goblins and Hidalgo and Moon Glum? Is he wearing a robe too?
No.
So there are five
the goblins. Stack up three high each.
Hidalgo will wear one.
Yeah.
There's not one for Gwen. But she can stay in the back.
Yeah.
Okay.
With her bow.
She can hide under my robe anytime.
I got Ruby.
Not with you.
So do you want to check out any of those items on the shelves, or do you want to head straight to the...
I took the potion.
You took the potion?
Yeah.
Do you want to give it to the wizard, see if he can identify it?
Sure. What's this?
Ah! I'm melting!
I don't know what the fuck I did.
13.
No idea. Wait, did you... No.
I am a frog priest now, so I'll do it just to see if I know anything about it. It's a 9.
Plus
plus my what, intelligence?
Yep.
Minus one.
Modifier.
Eight.
No, you don't know.
Like, I don't know about what it is either.
Maybe
Shane.
No, you have no hope.
He'd have no hope of
being a warrior. Nope. Hidalgo says that they gave him a potion that was like this to keep him quiet, he thinks. Or something that kind of looked like it, but he doesn't know what it does.
Is it like the potion from Temple of Doom?
He doesn't remember. What?
Is it like the potion from Temple of Doom?
I don't... That universe doesn't exist.
He never saw that movie.
What? The universe doesn't exist.
We can't know.
TVs. All right. So anything else on the shelves?
Nah.
Is there anything else on the shelves?
There were incense.
Sticks, but yes.
Sticks and cones.
I don't care about
sticks and cones. May break my bones.
They might.
Nope.
But this will
move
faster.
Okay. So you, you go to the door with a glowing light. There are magical runes on it. It says, basically, speak the password.
Oh.
Bella.
Hidalgo, you recognize this at all?
Ye shall I dwell in the depths of the bowels of the great winged toad, and I shall be happy. And it opens.
Nice.
Hmm.
I don't trust this Hidalgo guy.
No. He's good. He's got the orange slice thing. He's good. Yeah, I think
he's leading us to a trap, dude.
He caught on to this thing.
He's been here for a while, right?
Yeah, they opened the door. Yeah. I heard him say it, and it was on the bottom of the sarcophagus.
Drank some stuff, so you didn't remember.
Eventually.
Okay.
He's been sober since we met him.
What?
Remember the orange alcoholic?
He used to have a drinking problem. Is that what you're saying?
He's good.
It leads to a 30-foot wide and 20-foot deep chamber beyond the doors, decorated in a color scheme of grays, whites, and browns. A canopy bed with gauzy curtains stands in one corner. Beside it is a small table topped by a curious glass object. Against another wall is a low table covered with a green cloth and bearing a statuette, incense burner, chalice, scrap of cloth, and a book. A simple writing desk and stool is in another corner of the room. So there's a bed, there's a curious glass object, and a green cloth, a statuette, an incense burner, a chalice, and a book.
I'm going to pick up the glass object and study it, see if I'd recognize it.
Okay.
11.
It is a water pipe. The bowl appears to have dried blue-green vegetable matter. It appears to be some sort of narcotic pipe.
This is how they get high.
I just toss it over my shoulder.
Like in your bag?
Nope.
Like, take this later.
This is going to hit Shane's hammer on his
off topic, but have you guys seen the video of that kid unwrapping a water bong with his mom?
Yeah.
Because his mom didn't recognize, she didn't order anything. And he said, like, no, I just got an Xbox card. Like, I have no idea what this is.
Yeah.
It's like super cringy.
There's some stuff in the pipe if you want to smoke it.
Yeah. I don't want to smoke it.
It's for frog people.
It's for the bad frog people.
Not the same.
The good frog people don't smoke.
I mean, you're all bad frog people.
No, we're all.
Maybe it'll give you ultimate control over your frog form.
What's your alignment?
Hey, you want some treasure, right?
I want some.
Don't be smoking.
I want to kill some bad frogs.
You got your chance.
What's this cloth?
The cloth.
I'm gonna look at this cloth. Why is there a random cloth here? Is it clean? Is it cleaning cloth? Is it one of those? Is this like one of those tissues sitting over there on Calvin's desk?
No. The cloth is a priest's stole embroidered with interlocking toads.
Embroidered with interlocking toads?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I don't think it's useful.
So it's like a Catholic priest thing?
Okay, so it's a much bigger piece of cloth than I thought it was.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a piece of cloth.
No.
So it's like
it's just embroidered with toads.
Like a washcloth? Like,
no, I'll take
it. Like a scarf?
I'll take it and put it over my robes. Can I put it over my robes?
Yeah.
Aha! I'm going to be the Catholic frog priest.
Yeah, except the Catholic frog priest will immediately know.
So there's an incense burner. The chalice is silver and gold goblet decorated with carvings of dancing toad-like creatures.
We should take that. Might be worth something.
Okay, it's worth 300 gold pieces.
Take that.
Just write down
300. The book is a chat book containing devotional prayers.
Devotional prayers to
the bad god.
The false god.
Yep.
Croaking fiend.
Okay, so let's see here.
Fane.
If there was a fire, I'd throw it in.
Why don't you just burn it with your mace?
If anyone wants to look at the writing desk, they need to roll intelligence.
Yeah. Nope.
Can I do it?
What's a desk?
Absolutely.
Four.
Fuck! It's made of wood, Calvin.
Five.
Three.
What? That stuff gets you right.
You do six.
Four. No, it's worse. Seven. Damn.
Hidalgo. Gwen. Seven.
Dude, I'm telling you, what you need to do is
fucking
just...
goblins.
No, the goblins.
Moonglum.
Aren't good enough.
11.
Not good enough.
Damn, man.
So it appears
no one can do anything with that.
It is uninterestworthy.
Can I check it for traps?
No.
Secret.
That's your check.
Oh.
Okay. So there is a door, or there's a hallway.
Trying to think of another skill that I could use to try to, like, get another look at the desk. It's like, disguise self. I don't know. Make myself look like a desk.
He says that they took him down the hallway into his cell.
Okay, so the cells are that way.
Okay.
But the hallway also branches off in another direction that he didn't go.
And there's a door.
Yeah.
You could try to peek in the door, see what's in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who would be best to do that? Some with high agility.
I'll whip open doors.
I got 16 agility.
In case we catch somebody doing something.
Can I look through the lock hole?
Alright. The room is dark.
How dark?
You can't see anything.
Like no light anywhere?
Nope.
It's probably just some asshole just...
Can I check for traps on the door?
Sure.
It's with
No
traps.
It's
probably where the priest goes.
Well, I'll
like
go ahead. Is it locked?
Can I check? Can I check real quick for this?
Sure.
18
plus.
Is
actually, you wouldn't be trained in it, so it would be like a.
He'd have to roll a
d10.
Oh no!
Instead of a d20.
Oh man, that's scary.
Because you're untrained.
You have to roll one of these then, Shane.
Yep. A four.
Fuck me.
I'm familiar in these guys, so I get, maybe I'd be able to roll my 20?
No. Okay. But Hidalgo can roll a 20.
Yeah.
What? This guy is not a clown.
No, I'm good.
I could look for magic on it and see if there's any magic on this door. 20!
20!
No magic.
Okay. It's all good, guys.
Whip open the door so we can catch people red-handed if they're over there.
It's locked. I'd have to pick the lock.
Or break the door down.
Break it open.
I'll go ahead and
try it. It's not a sturdy door.
I mean, we want it to stay quiet, right?
Yeah.
All right, pick the lock.
Surprise is nice, too. Door disguise!
13.
18.
All right, you pick the lock. Inside, your torches reveal two wood and iron racks hang on the north and south walls of this 10-foot square room. Each bears a handful of weapons.
Oh. Mm.
Weird-looking scourges, dual-headed flails, barbed spears, a wavy-bladed short swords, an unlit torch,
like Aladdin,
and an iron sconce is on the far wall.
What about a shield?
Wait, what is a sconce?
It's a thing that holds a torch on the wall.
Yeah.
Okay, and what is a scourge?
It's like a whip.
It's okay. like a whip with a lot of little ends on it. And they normally have like little
weighted
balls.
Tails.
I can't hold a
or
shield,
hooks,
can I?
Or
they don't have what? There's no shields. I was waiting for a shield. I don't have a shield.
No shield.
Is there anything interesting to me in there?
That's what I said.
Oh, are you interested in any of that?
Yes, how are you interested?
I don't know that I'm interested in
the scourges do a D4 damage. The flails do a D6, the spear a D8, the swords do a D6.
Are there any, like, thrown weapons? Like daggers? Anything like that?
Exactly what I said.
Goblin, how much does a spear do?
A spear does a D8.
What do our goblins have?
They have
much
javelins.
Smaller spears.
I'm just saying, is there anything better in here that they could take than they have to?
I have a D8 hammer.
They could probably take the short swords, right?
They could. They could take the big spears. And, I mean, for them, they would be
But it'd be like pikes.
Yeah, like pikes.
Okay.
So they could still use them.
They could still use the stuff. Mm-hmm. I'd say we just give them the stuff that would make them a little stronger so that they can do more damage.
A little right. fucking army.
They right. pick it up.
Okay.
Good. Hidalgo, anything you need in here? No. Gwyn?
Look at this.
Yeah.
No. Look at that.
So puny.
Look at this.
Tiny.
Look at that.
Oh. Now I'm holding an orange.
No, Gwyn doesn't want anything.
Old Spice.
Old Spice commercial. Yeah. Look at this. Look at that. Look at this. Look at that. Now I have an orange.
All right. Do you want to go towards the jail cells or in the other direction?
Hidalgo, I am the man you wish you could.
And where should we go?
I don't know. What else could be in the cells? Should have guards, but probably not like a lot of military guys, right? Like not a lot. There should be people just watching cells, but they're not going to be prepared. Yeah. For people
and if there's anybody else there, we could free them and they could help us in the future too.
Yeah.
Do that.
You go to the cells, you find the area completely empty. No guards, no prisoners.
The sacrifice!
Where did they take you for sacrifice, Hidalgo?
They didn't take him to the sacrifice. They were going to sacrifice.
They talked about it.
Oh.
They've taken them down the hall, probably, to the sacrifice!
Well, we should go that way, then. Can I check for traps?
Sure.
For where?
There are none.
Down the hall.
Oh, in the hall.
You need to specify. It's like, there's none here. And then we go down the hall.
What'd you roll?
Oh, 23.
Oh, there are none.
Okay.
You rolled a 23?
Very.
That was
very impressive.
That's a crazy D20.
There's a door at the end of the hall. A giant double doors.
There's 20 numbers on it. I didn't say which 20.
DDs. Double doors.
Okay, can I peer through those lock holes?
So, they're already open.
Oh, shit.
And
so you can't.
You can see inside.
But I see the wall.
A giant pool.
Okay.
And you hear a bunch of flies.
Oh.
And there's sort of flies flying around.
Is it a spawning pool?
There's like green light. There's like green flames everywhere that lights the room. But the room's much darker because of all the flies.
Green flame!
Inside green the pool, flame. You can see some people just sort of lying there, kind of like when Frodo went to Mordor and there was the pool full of people.
Yeah.
There's people in there with their eyes closed.
Shit.
Oh,
wow. The dead marshes. There's this giant battlefield and then the ghosts still lay in the marshes.
It's where the first battle.
But they don't look like people. They look more frog than people.
Yep.
They're more frog now than man. Twisted and evil. Okay.
And there's a door to the north.
So we're just in a room full of frog people in the water.
How many are there?
There's at least 20.
Shit!
But they're all asleep, it seems.
Okay. Can we walk around the pool?
They're
is like
dead.
The whole room a pool?
No, you can walk around.
How deep is the pool?
You can't tell.
There's
like layers of frog people.
Can we poison this water under end?
It's like jello.
No, they're dead people, right?
You don't know.
They're probably frogs.
I mean,
their eyes are closed.
Their eyes are closed. It's maybe this is some sort of transformation pool that's turning them into these creatures.
Didn't they have any
best
lightning
guess.
Stuff who can shock the
terrible.
Water?
Doesn't lightning doesn't go underwater. It only travels across the surface.
So is this kind of like mucky water with like water and dirt and
like seaweed?
Yeah. Stuff. So stuff can grow in this water. So I have this flask of seeds.
Oh shit.
Strangle them all.
Remember the seeds that were like
yeah.
fucking the gnome or whatever the hell it was doing?
Yeah.
Remember that? I have those. Can I dump these in there? These vines start
just
growing.
Put
start
one
just
seed.
Like devil's
them up
snare.
And destroying them.
One seed.
Three.
Just one.
Okay. Then they were on a timer. We got to get out of here before they start taking
right.
over.
That's a lot of water, and that's a lot of
I don't know
food material for them.
Can I investigate that potion again, or not? No, it needs to be longer.
You can try.
Okay.
Damn it, Aaron.
16
plus.
I don't think I really get it plus. I don't
that's
know.
Right.
This is for a magic thing, but I don't know.
It's a potion of human control.
Oh, okay. Man.
Should we?
Are these guys technically human?
They're humanoid.
What if you
give it to Eric, see if it affects him.
What if you poured it in the water?
Give it to Eric and see if... I like that idea.
Give me your fucking
Plain armor.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one just thing he wouldn't give up.
As you're investigating, you start to hear...
croaking?
Like a chanting start to begin.
Down the hall or something?
Past the door.
Alright, so we either have to sneak through here or we gotta take these out probably, right?
What can you throw your vine in there?
Should we throw the flask? Not the flask, but throw some seeds in there?
I don't know if that's gonna do anything, but you can try.
How about a seed?
Can we throw one seed and see what happens?
I think we should...
Alright,
let's... I think we should get as far as we can.
Let's just try to throw a seed into the water, like...
I mean, they're all sleeping. We're going to stab them at the same time.
How much I sneak
there's
first?
There's like 20 of them.
Yeah, but how many are in deep water?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12
Okay, so then we kill 12 all at the same time. Then we have 8 to deal with. We can do that. They're fucking sleepy as shit.
How about we try to sneak first, and if any sign of trouble, we immediately...
I have to destroy these people.
Whenever we sneak, if we fail to sneak... Someone's gonna wake up.
Which you guys are both wearing full plate armor. Ka-ching, which is not ka-ching.
How we don't sneak? How we just.
I'm an expert moving in the swamp.
I don't know. Either we can try to kill them all, or we can throw this.
I don't like killing things in their sleep. That's just me.
You throw the seed in there.
I don't like it. Any of the shows. I don't like any of the shows we've watched recently or further in the past.
So me and you get in a fight, I just pretend like I'm sleeping.
Narcolepsy, sorry.
Do you think the seed thing works?
What do we do?
I don't know.
I want to try the seed. I just chuck a seed in there and see if it grows these bombs.
One seed?
Killing them.
Why don't you dump all of them?
I don't want to waste them all. I would say 3. Don't use all 3 of them. Is like one of my favorite numbers. And that usually seems like a good little bit of...
Funny enough, you never had one.
Okay, try it. I don't know if... Okay.
I mean, worst case scenario does nothing, then we try to kill him, right?
Yeah.
Worst case scenario...
You get a one, and the seeds, like, go bonk! Everybody gets up.
Alright, so you throw 3 seeds in.
Yes.
How about just one first?
Nope, 3. Go.
The seeds are, you know, the size of a die.
Okay.
And you would expect a very small ripple. But the whole entire thing, like, waves, begins to go. You can tell that the seeds sort of go down and burrow themselves into the chest of 3 of them.
Oh, okay.
But you notice as the waves are going, eyes begin to open.
Okay. Hide!
And they begin to, like, crawl upwards. You hide? Where?
The seeds just bury themselves? Nothing happens?
Should we hide or should we attack?
I think we should hide.
What was the plan?
I don't know yet.
What are we doing with these seeds?
Well, the seeds grew up and killed people before.
How do we hide? There's these 2 double doors. We just close them and get behind the door?
Yeah, let's do that.
Don't look at me. I don't know.
And that way, when everything's like,
I wanted to murder all these guys.
We burst out.
So let's shut the door.
You can go forward or backwards.
Okay, worst case scenario. Okay, right now it's like a big room,
right? It's a very big room.
Let's go in these doors, shut them. Worst case scenario is they start coming and they're funneled in, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So we can deal with them smaller, right?
Okay. Double doors.
Best case scenario, those seeds start growing. We start hearing croaking, screaming in there.
Yeah, but then
they all die.
We have to go through this branch killing laden swamp.
Yeah, but we know how to kill it this time.
Fire.
Yeah.
Alright.
Fire would kill them pretty good, right?
Fire kills grass type.
We have torches.
Yeah.
We didn't have torches last time. We didn't have anything last time. We barely had weapons last time.
Yeah.
Remember that?
We had to kill
take the lead.
So you run, you close the doors. All right. Yeah. So you hear croaking.
Good.
And then you hear like the sound of like wood splitting. Of kind of, you know, it's a very like natural sound. Right?
Okay.
And it's almost like a scream. And then you hear things that are definitely screams.
Good. Like, maybe we just have to deal with vines, maybe they kill off, we just have to deal with, like, 2 frogs.
Can I look through the lock hole?
Be careful.
Or under the door.
Other than vines,
yeah, I'll be like...
Roll reflex save.
Fucking black sails.
I'm glad you put these things on the beach.
14
you
plus
dip
2.
In the,
16.
In the lock
so hole. You go to look in, and you notice, you move your eye... And a thorn comes through the keyhole. But there. You look again, you see a bunch of thorns. And a bunch of frog dudes that have thorn things on them. Sort of walking around.
I've been holding these since we had all those guys dying in the first run.
And like, they start attacking other frog things that then turn into vine frog things. And like, they're replicating very quickly. Much quicker than before.
Oh. We should,
So they're not killing each other.
No, the frogs are dying.
Yeah, the frogs are all dying.
We should get in there and start pushing through probably, right?
There's just a lot of killer thorns now.
Which are now replicating into the frog things. And
Wait, are they spreading everywhere?
Well, yeah.
Maybe we should just get out.
Whatever's in that water really accelerated this growth.
Maybe we just leave. This whole place is going to be killer thorns. They're going to kill all the frog people. Destroy this tomb.
Yeah, but they're going to be worse.
Yeah, but we need the treasure.
I don't need it.
That's why you came.
I
thought you wanted to kill your frog people.
For you.
I won the snake. Now we got these, like...
It's okay. We can burn them.
Now, this is like that freaking level of Resident Evil 4.
Let's use a
when it's dark and then the parasites are exploding out of their heads and worse.
Let's use our torches and anything catches fire and burn them.
Let's do it quickly before they grow.
I have a bunch of jugs of oil, too.
Do you guys both light your flaming weapons?
Yes.
Can I only do that once per day?
I think this is almost daytime.
Nighttime?
We're going to have more. We still have 12 of these.
How long does it stay burning? Too, right?
An encounter, basically.
Okay.
Let's use...
Mine stays for 3 rounds.
Do you have any fire spells, Wizard?
Yeah, Flaming Hands or whatever it's called.
That's pretty good. That might be useful. All right. So you kick the door down and you, what, cast Flaming Hands? Is that your first thing?
And throw a torch.
Calvin throws his oil.
Yeah, Calvin throws his oil.
I'd like to lash a jar of oil to a torch and throw it like that. Like,
okay.
And I cast Flaming Hands.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that when the jar breaks,
I'm swinging my flaming hammer.
All right. Well, so Calvin, roll a ranged attack first.
Okay.
Agility. It's okay.
16.
As long as it wasn't a natural one. If it's natural one, it would have
blown up on me. Somehow, through the lashing process, it would have cracked it or
but it didn't. Screwed the leather. So it goes off, and you hear the screaming. It doesn't sound like the toad people anymore. It sounds like
something else.
A tree like screaming, you know?
Like wet wood when you put it in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
That happening.
Aaron, you want to roll Flaming Hands?
Yeah, I suppose so. I hope it happens well.
No.
13. I think I get at least a plus one for magic.
Plus one.
You get plus two for your level.
Plus two. Okay, so that puts me into... Spell produces a blast of fire that burns single target within range for 1d6 damage.
Okay.
Which I don't know how exactly all these guys work, but... Three plus. Thought I had a plus, maybe I don't. It's not attack bonus, that's attack. I don't know. At least three!
Alright.
That's fire.
They're on fire.
Good.
Some of it.
Things are on fire.
Like, so you cast it on fire, and some of it burns, and others of it retreats from the flame.
Mm-hmm.
So you think you could keep walking and keep casting it.
We make a path. We use our torches. Can we use our torches to push through?
Yeah.
Because we had torches that we lit, right?
Pushback attacks.
We'll just, like, use our torches to walk through it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As long as you keep the fire, they'll retreat from it.
Did I actually hit one of them with the torch thing?
You hit... it's just a mass
at
this point.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Ooh, yes.
Could I poke a hole in the top of my flask? That way, when I'm holding it upright, I swing it, and the oil flies out and makes, like, a rudimentary flamethrower thing? You know what I mean?
I do. Maybe. But it's unnecessary.
Let's just wave our torches and get through to the doorways, right?
Okay.
Yep.
I put a hole in my eyes.
It's like, what is it? The scarabs, right? Mm-hmm. The scarabs are afraid of those, the fire. So when you walk through, they're like...
Fraser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you get to the door, you can hear the chanting much louder than before.
Good.
And what sounds like something croaking, but it's large enough that it shakes the entire, like, door. Right.
You better get through there.
Let's get in there.
All right, let's do that.
All right. It opens into a large cavity, roughly 50 foot square, the roof some 20 feet high. Water drips from the ceiling above, creating small pools throughout the cavern. In this cave sits a great beast, an embodiment of evil, of loathsome evil made flesh, resembling the stone idol in the fane above, but pasty gray-white flesh. The monstrosity squats atop a pile of earth, gleaming bones, glittering treasure, and pools of smoking slime. Its eyes, each the size of a shield, are closed in the darkness. The toad thing seems asleep. Chanting at it are a total of 10 priests. One of them is much bigger than the others and has like frog feet, frog hands, basically all frog at this point.
Okay.
The rest of them are mostly frog, but not nearly as much as him. And he's sort of leading the chants.
And there's one giant frog monster?
Giant frog monster setting atop a throne of treasure.
Jeez.
Basically. And bones.
There's a whole bunch of treasure.
Yeah, a big mound of it.
Let's kill these.
Like a horde.
How are we going to take all this stuff out?
A lot of
treasure?
We just put inventory.
More than I can imagine, kind of thing.
Yeah.
We have goblins to carry the treasure to the ship.
I was just saying, like, is there a way, like, okay, you guys all get over and grab some treasure, and I'll take one seed and put on top of this giant fucking frog, we leave.
I have to stay to make sure they're all...
We should push all the frog people into the throne room. The viney frog guys that we made.
Should we just throw another seed in there?
No, because it was the water that made it grow like that.
You know what we should do? We should keep the goblins back with torches to keep an opening, so if we fall back, we can fall back into that and get out, and then let them retreat with us, and then close it up, and then they have to deal with vines, and we're safe.
That's a good idea.
Not bad.
Let's do that. So we actually try to draw them into the...
I mean, we can...
That can be a backup.
Yeah. Like, keep them there so we have a way to retreat if we need to.
Okay.
Or at least two of them with, like, torches ready to, like, be able to get us out. That way we have our hands for the wet fighting and stuff. And they can go...
Alrighty.
Okay.
Do you want to end this before the fight or after the fight?
Shane has to go.
Okay. Well, I would say... Alright, well, you guys good for a fight?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to turn on my fire flail because this is the mission I was sent here for. I'm going to kill the fuck out of these frogs.
Yeah. Ribbit.
You guys ready?
Yeah, I'm going to turn on... I was probably going to turn on my hammer.
Ribbit.
You think I should?
So it's hammer time?
Hammer time!
Let's do it.
We'll find out what happens...
next time!
Oh, ECC. Hammer time next time, darn.
Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of DCC. If you like this content and more original content reactions, you know what we do. Subscribe if you want to check out... early access, go to our Patreon or just our website, blindwavellc.net.
Blindwave.net.
Sorry.
Blindwave.net.
You fucked that up.